It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for June 26th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. The little camera company GoPro has pulled off an impressive feat. The company took a technology that already existed, mobile rugged video cameras, and turned them into a brand that is ubiquitous enough to suggest a new verb. GoPro it, bro. Okay, maybe it's not there yet, but the company is having its initial public offering today, one of the largest of its kind in decades. Is the growth potential real? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
GoPro videos are famous for scenes like this. Two guys ski off a cliff wearing parachutes.
We just skied this! Oh my God!
So far, GoPro has made most of its money from cameras that can be mounted on helmets, toddlers, birds, you name it. But to really make money, GoPro needs to be more interactive. So says Andrew Sheehy of Generator Research. He says GoPro should build its cameras into goggles that could connect to the web.
I might want a map of the resort. I might want to know where I am in the resort.
GoPro videos could have a future on cable TV, according to Jeff Howe, who teaches multimedia journalism at Northeastern University.
If they are able to take a best of and upstream it to, they get their own half-hour show on MTV or something.
Where GoPro could sell advertising, leading to a steady stream of revenue that investors would love. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Google's developers conference started yesterday, and the tech giant had some big announcements. One was Android TV. The set-top box from Google joins, what, five other ones already out? Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, Roku, Xbox, and PlayStation count, right? Well, CNET editor-at-large Tim Stevens was on the floor at the conference. He says Google thinks it's got a leg up with usability.
Well, there are all these smart TV platforms out there. It's hard for developers to work with them, and none of them are really anywhere near as functional as our phones are anyway. All anybody really wants is the kind of functionality that our phone has on the TV, and in theory, that's what Android TV is going to bring to the picture.
Because Google's search function is robust, Steven says it could potentially beat out other platforms by giving us the chance to actually just ask our TV what's on our TV. Also part of yesterday's keynote, an update on Android Auto, software for your car that lets you plug in your phone and use its apps on your dashboard. Again, Google is trying to beat out the others like Apple's CarPlay, for instance, by getting ahead on software abilities. Stevens again.
The Android solution is actually much more open so that developers can write their apps and integrate with the system so that you can have new media playing apps, new messaging apps, and things like that that run through the dashboard.
Tim Stevens at CNET. The company's conference continues today. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported, and twice a year, we invite you to make a gift to support the tech and business reporting you've come to rely on. A gift from you in any amount helps fuel a daily dose of tech news from Marketplace. Help us end the budget year strong by making a gift at marketplace.org by June 30th. After weeks of waiting, the Supreme Court has decided on the ABC versus Aereo case, and the court ruled against the video streaming startup and in favor of broadcasters. Sam Gustin writes about tech policy for Vice's Motherboard. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ben.
What does this ruling hinge on?
In a nutshell, the Supreme Court ruled that Aereo is guilty of copyright infringement because Aereo's service constitutes a public performance. So it's a sound defeat for Aereo, and Aereo is done. That's it.
I know that Aereo CEO Chet Kanoja said he had no plan B. What does it tell us about the court's understanding of the technology being used and television viewing in 2014?
Well, I think one thing that it tells us is that the court is sympathetic to the arguments of the major broadcasters and the rights holders who for the last 2 years have been saying that Aereo's conduct amounts to outright theft, that we transmit this highly valuable content. Aereo grabs it out of the air for free, turns around, and sells it to its subscribers for approximately $10 a month. That's theft. And the Supreme Court agreed.
Just as a user, one of my questions looking at this ruling is how the court views what Aereo does as fundamentally different from a company that actually sells or rents antennas that I would put on my television to pick up the same signals that the broadcasters are sending out that Aereo picks up.
What the court is saying is that Aereo's audience does not constitute you or me individually, as would be the case if we went to Radio Shack and bought an antenna.
What does this tell us about innovating in the television space and what startups face when they try and do that?
The big takeaway here is that the court simply didn't buy Aereo's technological argument. And I'm reminded of Second Circuit Judge Denny Chin's comment a year ago when he called Aereo's service a, quote, Rube Goldberg-like contrivance that is nifty, but that's all it is. It's basically a gimmick. And in essence, the Supreme Court agreed with him.
Sam Gustin is reporting on tech policy for Vice's Motherboard. Sam, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Ben.
While some of us may be mourning that Supreme Court decision, some are also hailing another decision handed down by SCOTUS yesterday as a good thing. The court ruled unanimously that police must almost always obtain a warrant before searching mobile devices during an arrest. Law enforcement had made the argument that searching someone's phone was basically the same as searching someone's pockets, but even Supreme Court justices know your cell phone can carry way more data than your pockets these days. According to one brief, enough data to fill a line of books as long as a football field. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.